Everybody's gonna be looking at me.
Sneaky, sneaky!
This is huge.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Brink on Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Brink. Today I am chatting to the latest eliminated player from Survivor, David vs. Goliath, Gabby, and I think we're a little bit shocked. She went into tonight's episode after a great episode last week, taking out the Godfather Carl, and she decided to set her eyes on her best friend in the game, Christian. And for all intents and purposes, she got the majority votes on him. Christian just played his idol and saved himself. So, yeah, really interesting to chat to Gabby today. Again, huge shout out to CBS, who have been facilitating these. And that's why the audio quality is a little bit lower, because they are recording it and sending them through. So, I really appreciate all their support. And for you guys who've been listening, I've got a recap tomorrow lined up with the great Australian Survivor, Craig Ianson. So, stay tuned for that one as well. It should be really fun. But that's it. Enjoy my chat with Gabby.
13th person voted out and the 6th member of our jury.
Oh,
Gabby,
God.
Need to bring me your torch?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I miss you.
You're good.
All right, on the line, I have the latest eliminated player from Survivor, David vs. Goliath, Gabby. Gabby, I just want to ask you straight away, can you talk a little bit about how long you'd been considering targeting Christian and why now? I think that's the big question everyone had.
I knew that I had to target Christian from the moment that I saw how well-liked he was. The tricky part was I didn't know what the timing of that would be. So deciding to target him while he had an idol, I knew was risky. But that, to me, his idol made him an even bigger of a threat. So the reason I went after him so early was because I did not want him to use his idol. I thought that he had been planning to use his idol at like the final 7 or final 6. So I wanted to do it when he would least expect it. And obviously, it backfired on me.
Yeah, sadly, it did. But you did super well in trying to do it. Obviously, you and Christian had a super close relationship through the game. And, you know, even as you're leaving, you're apologizing to him. Why were you worried that he would be the one taking all the strategic credit for the moves that you were both making this game? Because you definitely were both making them.
I very much had a feeling that Christian was taking the strategic credit for everything we did together in the game. And it's not by any fault of his own, but it's just because he was so well-liked and he's a very smart guy that that's what people just assumed was making all the moves. Even though he and I discussed all our moves together and we talked a lot about strategy. And him being a personal support for me was really appreciated, and I was worried about the way that that would look in front of a jury, that it would look like he carried me there or that he was the reason that I was still in the game, even though I think I did plenty of things to for myself. I was hyper aware of what the jury perception would be.
Hypothetically, if Christian does go home last night, what were your plans moving forward?
So I saw the game as really fluid. I thought the game was a lot more fluid than maybe it was, which is that after Christian, there would only be 3 more votes left, and there were several people who people were talking about as threats. People would talk about Davey, Alton. I knew that I didn't want to be with any Davids in the end. So I wanted to be the last David standing. So it's not that I saw particularly myself sticking with one alliance. I thought that the game was fluid enough that people would move in more voting blocks to just get rid of the last remaining 3 or so threats in the game. And that would be the best move for everybody. I think I underestimated how important, you know, having someone that really had your back was, because we're not playing Survivor in a vacuum, and I can't always expect everybody to make the most, you know, rational move at that time, because there are such things as human relationships in Survivor.
Yeah, there definitely are. I know you spoke about it, how Christian was taking the credit for the big moves that you had been making through the season. And obviously, as viewers, we'd seen some of those moves. But to you personally, what was the biggest move that you made throughout your time on the show?
I think taking out Carl was huge for my game, because he really did not respect me strategically as a player. We just didn't click strategically. So anytime I would suggest something, he would be like, no, we're not doing that. And he would always just do what he wanted to do. So I knew in order to move forward in the game and have strategic agency, I had to get rid of Carl. And additionally, I was scared that Carl was replacing me not only with Angelina, but just that Carl wanted to actually get rid of me. And based on Carl's exit press last week, that was true, and he said that he would have been targeting me in the next couple of votes. So I think for my own game, it was really important that I got Carl out.
People talk about this quite regularly, that Survivor is such a life-altering experience and really changes people's perspectives. What have you learned about yourself from playing this game, Gabby?
I've learned that I am so much more resilient than I thought I was. Just withstanding the cyclones, that really long endurance challenge, and making hard strategic calls against people that I felt personally connected with, those are all things that I think prove that I'm tougher than I ever thought that I was. So I'm very proud of having gone through this experience, and I think I come out of the other side a more confident person, and someone that I'm going to give myself more credit from now on instead of being so hard on myself and being insecure.
All right, that ends my chat with Gabby, the latest eliminated player from Survivor David vs. Goliath. And again, I'm still shocked that Gabby has gone. I think we're all a little bit shocked that she has gone, but I just want to make a huge shout out to CBS again for being able to do these. I wouldn't be able to do them without CBS recording and facilitating, so I really appreciate all their support because they really don't need to do what they're doing. But again, huge shout out to them and for you guys for listening and getting through all of this. And stay tuned for my recap with the great Craig Ianson tomorrow from Australian Survivor. It should be really, really fun. And that's it. Until next time, the community has spoken. I'll chat to you very soon. See you guys. Bye.
Good game, guys.
Good game.
Gabby, tribe has spoken.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Gabby.
Sorry, Christian. I love you.
We'll see each other soon, okay?